BDNG podcast. My name is Tina McKenzie and I am the Education Development Lead for the BDNG. I hope you enjoy listening to the BDNG podcast and find them beneficial to your practice. These podcasts are sponsored by Amaril. Amaril has no influence over the content of these podcasts. Happy listening. Hello and welcome everyone to another BDNG in conversation with. My name is Tina McKenzie and I'm the lead education and development nurse for the BDNG. So today the BDNG is in conversation with Professor Christopher Griffiths and Lucy Moorhead, who are here today to speak about the very exciting Burma Skincare Initiative, Spirit of Partnership Garden. So welcome both to this BDNG podcast. And just very quickly, I don't think you need any introduction at all, but could you introduce yourselves very quickly, beginning with Professor Christopher Griffiths and how you initially got involved with the Burma Skincare Initiative.
Good morning. I'm Chris Griffiths. I'm a consultant dermatologist at King's College Hospital, but also a professor of dermatology in Manchester and at King's College London. And very briefly, I got involved with the Burma Skincare Initiative after traveling to Myanmar, Burma, in December 2018 with Dr. Sue Lewin, who is a Burmese-born dermatologist based in London. Went there at her invitation. She still has family in the country and visited two of three dermatology centers there. And when we came back from that real eye-opening trip, we decided that probably we could do something to help. There's some great people there, you know. Less than 100 dermatologists in the country of 54 million people, but very poorly resourced, as is the healthcare system in general. So in very short order, we founded this charity called the Burma Skincare Initiative, which is a UK registered charity. And I will stop it there and then we can come back to this, I'm sure.
That's fantastic. Yes, absolutely. And Lucy, could you quickly introduce yourself? I know you've done an amazing article recently for the BDNG Journal, so I'm sure all the readers have read that. But again, quickly, how did you get involved with this initiative?
Yeah, so my name's Lucy Moorhead. I'm a nurse consultant in inflammatory skin disease at Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital. And until September, when I stood down, I was a trustee of the British Dermatological Nursing Group. And I think it was in 2019, I've worked with Dr. Sue Lewin for a long time. But in 2019, Prof. Griffiths and Dr. Lewin came to us with an idea for an educational event in Myanmar as part of the activities for the Burma Skincare Initiative, and Rebecca Penza and myself, we went out to Burma, Myanmar, with two other nurses as well, and we delivered the kind of first ever sort of nursing educational event there.
That's fantastic. And as far as I know, this has never been done before, is that correct?
Yeah, so that was the first time that the nurses in Myanmar had ever had any form of dermatological education. And I think for me, it was a sort of it's one of those moments that I think I'm always going to remember in my career, because it was a big step out of my normal comfort zone. And it was an amazing trip. I think seeing the kind of dedication and enthusiasm and sort of lengths that these nurses went to come and attend the event was just it was just one of the sort of, you know, as I said, one a career highlight really. And
it's
because of that and the experiences we had in my mother, I'm really pleased that I've been able to kind of continue working with the Burma Skincare Initiative.
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's one of these highlights, isn't it? And I know, obviously, you've had the issues with, obviously, COVID in 2020. But fantastic that you've actually been able to carry this work on. And it also, going back to Professor Chris Griffiths as well, on the back of this, there's been more developments, hasn't there? There's been like a short video on scabies and different aspects of what's happened on the back of what you did out there.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, the vision of the Burma Skincare Initiative, the BSI, is to promote excellence in skincare for the people of Myanmar. And we got off to a very quick start back in 2019, along the three pillars of education, research and clinical service. You know, we set up fellowships for trainees from Myanmar to come to Europe to attend the European Society of Dermatological Research meeting in Bordeaux, France in 2019. We set up research projects, and as Lucy's just told you, we had this the first ever international dermatology meeting in Yangon, the capital of Myanmar, in February 2020, just as COVID was starting to close in. And that was a huge success, very well attended. And of course, we had the very first meeting for dermatological nurses as well, as you've just heard. So we made huge progress. Then COVID came along, which sort of, you know, really stopped people traveling to the country. And then really dreadfully, in February 1st, 2021, there was a military coup. And Aung San Suu Kyi was deposed as the leader of the country, and it went under military dictatorship. And that meant the already fragile healthcare system completely was devastated. Dermatological care the same. And one of the issues, of course, was that the clinicians, medics, nurses, medical students, teachers, engineers, were at the front line of the civil disobedience movement, which is the peaceful demonstrations against the military. And many of our colleagues from dermatology went into hiding. And even now, probably the departments are only about 20% capacity compared with what they were. So like when something like this happens, you know, we still wanted to try and push forward with our vision, you know, promoting excellence in skincare. So we had to sort of change the modus operandi and introduce something called essential emergency skincare, which is based on a concept set up by UK Med called central emergency healthcare. So when country is in conflict and healthcare is not provided in the normal way, what can you do? And so we set up a number of initiatives, one of which was to develop one-page protocols for non-dermatologists, non-specialist community workers and community nurses to be able to recognize and manage some of the commoner skin conditions, something called task shifting or task sharing. And interestingly, just as an aside, those one-page protocols, which were written by colleagues here in London, were first used in Ukraine when the conflict there started in 2022. With the help of the BDNG and St. John's Academy, Lucy and Rebecca Penza-Hick put together videos about management of scabies and also how to apply topical preparations of various medicaments, which were extremely helpful. We also set up a series of webinars, which were very well attended. They're on recognizing and managing some basic adult dermatological conditions, pediatric. That was Professor Gemma Malario did that. And then Lucy and Rebecca also did a video, did a webinar as well. These were attended not just by dermatologists, but by medical students and also by trainees in the country and also some GPs.
That's fantastic.
And then the other two things we did, just to sort of, you know, to complete the picture, is that we were able to work with the country and rewrite their medical student curriculum for dermatology, which was great. That was with the BAD that we did that. And then working with Consultant Connect, who are a teledermatology provider in the UK, gratis, pro bono, they helped us develop the teledermatology service for Myanmar. And that is now being used in a number of different medical action Myanmar clinics around the country, and also the leprosy mission as well.
That's fantastic. It's amazing how it's just developed so much. And, you know, what you've achieved over not too long a period of time, really, just over the last few years is phenomenal, especially when you had COVID in the middle of it as well. And also to be, you know, recognised in areas such as Ukraine. I mean, you know, the achievement there is phenomenal. So we've had the background there, which is really useful for our listeners to hear about the background of the BSI. So I'd like to move forward now. And I know I've already mentioned, Lucy, you've written an article on what you've achieved so far. But it was really exciting to read about the new development and taking this even further forward to raise public awareness and the importance of skin. And I hear that you are now going to have a garden at the Chelsea Flower Show in 2024, which is really exciting. So first I'm going to come to Lucy just to explain about the flower show and how all that came about.
Yeah, so I think that I'm going to just talk about the BDNG involvement because I am not the flower expert, and I think Prof Griffiths can do a much better job of that. Prof Griffiths and I were both at a meeting, and he mentioned to me that there was this amazing idea to have a garden at the Chelsea Flower Show, which is an event that happens once a year and has a major global platform, you know, and it's if for those in the garden world, it's, you know, it's one of the most sort of exciting events where people launch new flowers and it's it, you know, it's a tough competitive process to actually get a garden accepted. And he mentioned whether there was any possibility that the British Dermatological Nursing Group could help sponsor this garden. And I think, you know, it's an amazing opportunity for the organization. We were in a financially fortuitous position post-COVID, and we'd actually, you know, in the years sort of during and post-COVID had been able to excel the amount of scholarships and awards that we've been able to give to members to complete things like masters and develop their own practice. But as a charity, we still had some money that we actually almost were kind of forced to spend, because as a charity you're only allowed to keep a certain amount of money in reserves. And this to us just seemed like, and I went back to my sort of fellow trustees, and it just seemed to us like an amazing opportunity for us to actually you know, present dermatology, dermatological nursing, dermatology partnership, all these aspects on a new stage, and, you know, an incredible sort of unique opportunity for publicity and getting the word out about the importance of dermatology.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I do hear there's something like 168,000 visitors and 700 media people there. So it will be very, very high profile. And I, like you, Lucy, you know, not the expert gardener, so I will pass on then to Professor Griffiths just to explain about the garden and the design as well, because the design obviously is very important, and how you managed to secure a garden, because it's quite difficult to do, isn't it?
Yes, so this is one of these sort of seemingly crazy ideas which turned out to come true.
Amazing.
Sue Lewin and I were attending the Chelsea Flower Show in September in 2021, and there was a garden there, a sanctuary garden, which was commemorating the great work that the Oxford University Hospital staff had done during the time of COVID. And it was the brainchild of a professor of infectious diseases in Oxford called John Frater, and also he had a garden designer called Naomi Ferrick-Cohen. And he'd previously, John Frater had previously had a garden there about 4 years, I think, in 4 years before that, for an HIV charity that he's involved with called Cherub. So Sue and I looked at each other and we thought, this, you know, is this possible that we could do something like this? Because there's such great publicity. Anyway, to cut a long story short, we had a very good Zoom call with John Frater, who was fantastically enthusiastic about the whole idea. And said, yes, this is just the sort of thing I think that Chelsea would like. He then put us in contact with Andrew Fisher Tomlin, who's the director of the London College of Garden Design and previous judge at Chelsea. And he was equally enthusiastic, slightly to our surprise. We thought they're going to say, well, this isn't going to work. But he said, this is what we'll do. He said, I think this is a great idea. You just need to write a one-page brief about the charity. And then we'll ask our graduates of London College of Garden Design to design a garden and see what they come up with. And we had 14 or 15 really excellent applications. And Andrew, Sue and I then had to shortlist those down to three. And we interviewed the three shortlisted candidates at Kew Gardens in September 2022. Right. And we selected Helen Olney, who is an up-and-coming garden designer. She's currently works at the BBC. She's a creative director for BBC Sounds.
Okay.
But she had done the garden course, and you know, she had such some great ideas. So the garden, so the next thing then is to, that then has to be put in as an application, like sort of sending in a grant application to the Royal Horticultural Society Chelsea Garden Show panel, who are a very austere sort of group. And we thought, well, we're not going to get through this. This is a very tough hurdle. Anyway, it seemed that they liked it because they came back with several ideas as to how we could maybe even improve things. And we managed, so we got the garden. We've got funding from, you know, a number of sources, the BDNG, of course, Sanofi, Boots Number 7, the Almirall, Skin Health Alliance, Devonshire Clinic and others. And then there's lots of contributions in kind around publicity. And the garden itself is a sanctuary garden, 12 metres by 6 metres. It sounds quite small, but actually when you see it on the ground, it is quite big. Mm-hmm. And it's a Burmese garden. It's called the Spirit of Partnership Garden. And exactly as Lucy said, it's to celebrate the work that charity does out in Myanmar, but also to celebrate, you know, skin disease and skin health, you know, publicise that, and also to publicise how different healthcare professionals work together to manage skin disease, not just in the UK, but around the world. So the garden is sort of drenched in symbolism. So everything in there has some relevance to the charitable objectives and skin disease. And so there's a waterfall, there's a stream, over which there's a little reclaimed wood boardwalk. There's a inverted S-shaped stone bench, which is in the shape of the 28th letter of the Burmese alphabet, La, which means coming together. And then at the other end, there's a lily pond, which is tranquil, and with lilies in there. And then above that, there is a Burmese stilt house, a thatched Burmese stilt house, which is important that it sort of brings a sense of solid of tranquility and safety.
Wow, and then, it sounds beautiful.
And then the plants have, you know, there's a whole variety of plants. The key thing is that all of the plants in that garden are found in Myanmar but grow in the UK. I guess the other key feature in there is a stupa, which is a like mini miniature pagoda, which is a shrine in Myanmar, and that is made of reclaimed brick, which is sort of weathered, and that's with, you know, ferns and foliage growing around it, and that's to represent the disrupted environments in which the charity works.
That's absolutely stunning. It sounds absolutely beautiful, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners today would love to see that and attend the Chelsea Flower Show if they get the chance. It sounds so tranquil, and even listening to how you're speaking about it just seems, you know, just a massive step from what you've achieved. It's fantastic. And I know there's some designs in the BDNG journal as well, in the photos that you wrote about, Lucy, as well. So well done, both of you. So our listeners today, if the members of the BDNG would like to attend the Chelsea Flower Show, I do hear a rumour that there may be some tickets they could win and how to get involved. Would you like to talk about that, Lucy?
Yeah, so I suppose it depends when this is going live, but we advertised last week that there will be 5 tickets, so a ticket a day for BDNG members, and they will be given as a raffle. So I think people have been asked to just give their names to Susan and the days that they can attend or to the office, and we'll pick them out. And again, it's going to be a great opportunity to attend the Chelsea Flower Show, but then we're also asking that anybody lucky enough to receive a ticket it will also contribute to manning the stand, mm-hmm. and you know, spreading the word about dermatology nursing and dermatology as a whole. And we will have each day, there will be a member of the a trustee will be there as well to sort of answer any tricky questions and just to kind of also help support anybody else who's attending the show as well.
That's fantastic. A really great opportunity, A, to go to the Chelsea Flower Show and also to be involved as well, which is absolutely phenomenal. So anyone that's listening today, please get in touch with the BDNG and put your name forward. We'd love to see you there, definitely. So this is a huge achievement. I feel that, you know, it's really developed over the last few years and you've done phenomenal work. I mean, it's just grown arms and legs, and just to get this more awareness, you know, out there, when you're at the Chelsea Flower Show will be phenomenal. So I'm just going to close this podcast with Professor Christopher Griffiths. Is there anything you would like to add before we close this podcast today? And then I'll come to Lucy.
Yeah, well, there's lots of things I can talk about with the garden. I guess a couple of other things just to mention is that, you know, within the garden itself, you know, the textures of the reclaimed wood and the brick and the bark and moss and lichen portray, you know, the skin diseases that affect, you know, both children and adults in Myanmar. I think that's important to mention that. And also, you know, Helen Olney is a fantastic program manager. You know, this is a huge project. So we've got people growing plants in Sussex. There are trees which have been sourced. There are boulders and rocks from up in Yorkshire. We have a dry stone waller from Yorkshire who's going to be making that stone bench that I mentioned. And then the stupa and the stilt house are being built as we record this down in Sussex by Ross Conquest and his team at Conquest Creative Spaces. And then the final thing is that's, you know, the end of Chelsea. So the public, the garden is open to the public at Chelsea from the 21st to the 25th of May this year. And when Chelsea finishes, the garden is then transported to a school in Southeast London at Dulwich College, which will be its permanent home. And I have to say, you know, we had a call with the groundsman from the school just last week, and he and the teachers and the children are super excited about this. And it's going to be a key part of their learning, you know, not just about gardening, but also about, you know, Myanmar and also about medicine. So it's going to live on in that way. So the BDNG involvement will continue down there in Dulwich. Yeah.
That's so lovely, and I think so important, you know, to have this beautiful garden and relate, like you say, the plants, the textures, all relating to the skin disease. And, you know, I've read about some of the flowers that are going to represent, you know, this skin disease as well. And it's really interesting. It's really fantastic. And I think it really raises the profile. And then to have this then established in London is lovely, because, again, so many children will get so much out of that garden, which is phenomenal, and raise awareness for dermatology as well, which is fantastic. Thank you so much. Lucy, would you like to add any closing words from your perspective as a nurse?
Yeah, no, I'm you know, really excited to see the garden at Chelsea. I think it's been great for me learning about all the symbolism. I had no idea, and I think, you know, one of the Rebecca and I were talking recently, and we were saying, you know, one of the things which really stood out for us is as we flew in to land in Yangon, is you can see the sort of temples, and again, these are going to be included in the garden as well. So yeah, really, really excited to see it. And just to say that anybody who would like tickets, the closing date is the 5th of April. We just need to kind of get everything finalised, and that the BDNG are covering admission but not transport.
Absolutely, yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, so it would just be phenomenal to see. And obviously, for those that can't make it to the Chelsea Flower Show, we will be having photos, and we will also be having more journal articles and possibly another podcast as well on the back of the Chelsea Flower Show and what you've achieved. And I think as well, the readers would be love to hear about when it actually goes to London as well, and the achievements there, which will be phenomenal. So anyone listening today, if there's any questions you would like to direct to Professor Griffiths or Lucy Moorhead, then please get in touch with myself via the email. And then again, really importantly, if anyone would like to win those tickets, which is such a fantastic opportunity, then again, just contact the BDNG, and it will be promoted through the email service as well. So I'd like to say a massive thank you to you both today for coming along and sharing. I could speak to you all day about this, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more. So we will definitely be continuing this journey with you. And well done. It's phenomenal what you've achieved, and you know, the progress you've made over the last few years has been absolutely phenomenal. So well done to you both, and thank you today for your time and supporting the BDNG. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For further information on the BDNG, visit our website bdng.org.uk and watch out for the next BDNG podcast, which is coming soon.